So are you ready to hear the word? So don't mind if I eat banana, okay? Then I'll come to the whole story that I want to share with you today is found in the book of Acts chapter 16. Okay, the book of Acts chapter 16, and I'm going to ask him to put the first verse that I gave him. And it's a story of Paul and Silas. Remember how they went and he had a dream or a vision and they ended up into a city and they got beat up so bad and they got to in jail. And you remember that story? You probably read it before. And there they were in the inner part of the jail. Be nice if they would be on the first floor, but they were in the basement in the jail in stock, meaning arms and head or foot, I don't know, in stock, bruised. You know, they were beaten with rods. You know, they take bamboo rods, take about five of them, and I don't know, a certain length, and they take a rope, and they wham! That hurts. That hurts. And they were sitting down there, and this is the whole story. I will say the story of the banana. Okay, verse 9 and 10. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night a man of Macedonia. Because, see, they wanted to know where to go. They didn't know. They wanted to follow the Spirit of God. And he stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. And next verse, next that I gave you. Now it happened as they went to prayer that a certain slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her master much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us, and cried out saying, "These men are the servant of the Most High God." I mean, she told the truth, right? "Who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." They were proclaiming Jesus Christ. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly anointed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Paul took authority over that spirit of divination. And that's all when the trouble started. Because the people who owned her, she was like a slave, made great money with her because she fortune tell. And, you know, people go and, you know, this is wrong. People, you don't go see fortune teller and ask your fortune, you know, horoscope and all that stuff. You don't go there. It's not good. And the devil came out of her. Next. "And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secure." Okay. So how are we doing so far? Banana is good. Making you hungry? Now, why I use a banana? It's because how many ever step on a banana peel? See your hand. You did. You step on a banana peel. Anybody else here? You did. You probably, I did too. And I'm going to leave it here so nobody walks over here for now. Because I warned you already, right? Let's put a scenario. We'll get into the scripture after. How many people, first time here today? Let me see your hand. Well, okay. Your sister, she came before? Yeah? Okay, good. So we have new people here, right? But let's put a scenario. I love scenario. Say, for example, we have a man here that's 21 year old, and he comes over here. Somebody invited him, and that banana peel is there. And this man, he's called, He wants to be a runner. He wants to run the mile in 10 seconds. He's got the gifting and everything. And he comes here, he steps on the banana peel. Falls down like this. And you know what happened to him? It hurts his back. Then the doctor say, man, I think you better forget about your running. You can run, but you can't get any. Go fast now. So now this man is going to blame somebody. Who is he going to blame? Yeah, he can blame God. You know, a lot of people blame God for a lot of things. God doesn't leave his banana peel there. Right? And we blame God for things, my friend, has no, if you take it to court, you're going to lose it. Because God did this to me, God did that to me. And you know, if you look at it, Paul could have said, well, I was seeking you, God, and you told me to go to Macedonia. And then I got there, and I got cast the devil, and I was beat up. I mean, pretty near dead. Throw into the jail, blame God. But they didn't blame God. You know, not that long ago, this summer, we have a pool at the back. It was hot, and all the kids came. Well, we have three boys. And as they were swimming in the pool, I'm sitting there drinking coconut juice, right? Because it was warm. And I'm watching the kids, and I have a thought that there's one boy missing. His name was Sterling. See, my wife lost the baby at 7.5 months, pregnant. And you know, it was hard because we didn't know the Lord. We didn't know who we were going to blame. And you know, she blamed God. God, you know all things, you can do all things. How come the baby died? And you know what? I don't have an answer for every one of your questions. But there's going to be something, sometime bad things that happen to good people. Did you ever hear that? And you know what? It could happen to, you know, somebody. And so you can't really blame God for a lot of stuff. Now, the other scenario. Say Bill was here and he tell this guy, well, Pastor Jacques left his banana on the floor. He dropped it on the floor. Yeah. And he didn't know. And this guy make a choice to blame me. You know? And say, well, I went to this church for the first time. And I stepped on the banana peel. And, Pastor, you're the one who dropped the banana peel. You know? But I'm using that very little as illustration here to tell you that you're going to... See, people want to blame somebody. There's such a thing as a blame game. You don't want to take the blame. You're going to blame somebody else. You blame God? Well, and you know, blaming God is one of the worst things you can do. Because how can you come to a God that did something bad to you? How can you do that? Forget him. I don't want to go near him. Look what he did. The banana peel, whatever happened in your life. You know, maybe it's your uncle, maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your sister, maybe it's your parent. You know, something happened, so you're going to blame somebody. Who are you going to blame? A lot of times we don't want to blame ourselves. I didn't see the thing. I just tapped. You know, often I caught myself blaming my wife for something. And you know what? And why do I do that? It's escape. I don't want to take the blame myself. And I'll blame somebody else. Or sometimes I'll even blame the cat. And, he can't even talk back. But we tend to blame somebody. But you know what? When you do that, you open the door to unforgiveness. Because you don't want to let go of this thing. You know, what God did to you or what people did to you in the past. And you know what? You become a prisoner on your own self. And all the time, God is there. And he's saying, Let her go. Let him go. Forget it. And you read the word and you look at the scripture and forgiveness and go on. So, let me tell you a story. There was a man, true story. He had a beautiful wife. They were married for 11 years, no kids. And after 11 years, she got pregnant. She brought to life a nice baby boy, you know. And they were so happy. After 11 years, you know, baby boy. Awesome. So he was 2 years old. And the man is leaving for work, and he tells his wife, listen, I left that bottle on the table. Can you put it away? That's medication. Because I'm late for work. She says, okay, dear, I'll do it. Well, with time, she forgot the bottle. The bottle was strong medication. The baby, climbed the chair, got into the table, and opened it. It was not locked, and drank the whole thing. Well, what happened is, first thing you know, the baby is on the floor. She runs to the hospital with the baby and the emergency and all that stuff, and the baby dies. Now, the baby dies, and she calls her husband, tells her the story, and he comes rushing to the hospital. Now, what is he going to do? Is he going to blame her for not putting the medication away? Is she going to blame him for leaving it on the table? And this is the blame game. Can start there or it can finish there. And he came home. Came to the hospital and he found her in the lobby. And he came and he put his arm around her. And he said four words to her. I love you, darling. And this is hard to do because of what happened. And then she came close to him and they hugged one another and cry. You know, something bad has happened. You're going to blame somebody for the bad thing that happened in your life, or you're going to stand up and say, Lord, I forgive this person. I forgive this one. You know, because if you don't, you'll stay like that for the rest of your life. And then you'll blame everybody else. So let's not drop the blame. Now, the other situation, you can blame God. You can blame your sister, your neighbor. You can blame whatever. Or you can blame yourself. Yes, you were stupid. You didn't see the banana. You were looking up on the ceiling. You're supposed to look where you walk. And you know what? People end up blaming themselves. And it's really not so good because when you blame yourself, you get to the place where it's hard to get out of there. You have to forgive either God, you've got to forgive your neighbor or whoever made a mess of your life, but you cannot stay there. You got to go to plan B, whatever that may be. I can't run anymore the mile in 10 seconds. But I'll do something else with my life. And I'm not going to mention this banana peel again that I stepped on it. It was the pastor's fault or whatever. And I go on with my life. So when you forgive God, you forgive some other of us, we knock ourselves on the head. How stupid was I? Yes, you were. You know the stupid thing in town? Let me tell you. Is that flashing light over there. People who walk across, sometimes I go to the bank or something, I walk across. You press the button, and you know what people do? They do the same thing as the cat does across the road. Every morning I see him. He never looks. He runs right across the road. And when you're there, you press the button, and you think you got the right of way. What you do by law, but people who are coming, they don't see the flashing light. It's hop high. And you know, you can get hurt really bad. That can be very stupid. Not true? So you have to learn to forgive yourself. Maybe you messed up in the past. Maybe you did something that deserved your first prize for stupidness. But you got to drop it there and say, God, you forgive me, and I forgive myself. And I go on with life. Isn't that true? Now, I haven't looked at my note yet. I should. Okay. Now, over 30 years of ministry, my wife and I, we saw all three types. People who didn't forget God, forgive God. And you know how hard it was to convince them that God was a good God. That God doesn't throw banana peel in front of your life. He wants to help you. Okay? We saw people who didn't forgive somebody else. You know, they said, no way, I'll never forgive him. I'll never forgive him. And you know, this is their story. And there I have a problem now of unforgiveness. And it goes deep, right to the root of the heart, and it won't let you go. You need a move of God in your life in order to break it. And other people that don't forgive themselves, they have a low self-esteem. Something has happened, and they're not worthy, and they're not able to go on because they feel that they're not much in this world. God created you to be somebody. And there's guideline and rule that we have to abide by in order to stay in that road. So, let's look at Acts 16, verse 25 and 26. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymn. There you go. In jail, in stock, I mean, in the bottom, in the pit. Probably there was a rat in there. Not much light, who knows. And they were praying and singing. They could have been, you know what they could have been doing? Arguing with another about Paul. You brought us here. If you wouldn't have cast the devil out of that lady, we would not be here now. You could blame him. Paul could blame God, and they could blame themselves or whatever, but they weren't doing that. What were they doing? They were praying and singing hymn. It's like, forget about who did what. Let's go on and let's praise God in the midst of trials and tribulation. You know, that's what we have to do. In the midst of trial and tribulation, we praise God. We give thanks unto him. So I don't know where you lack maybe. Maybe you were mad at God. Maybe you mad at somebody else. It doesn't matter. You have to let it go. And say, God, thank you. They were there in that jail, in stock, and they said, God, thank you. We praise you, Lord. See, you can praise God over anything, anytime. Not true? Right. I would like to worship team to come back up here. And we're going to sing. They did a hymn this morning, right? Did you do a hymn? You did. All right. But before you go ahead and do it, get set up. Last year we did a cardboard testimony, and we're going to do that right now. And then we're going to do a song at the end. Can you go ahead and put the song? Okay.
jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for.
Yes.
I'm sure you got a testimony. You got something that happened in your life and God took you away from it, and he saved you, and now you're standing on a firm rock, Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus. Amen? Let's say that name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to sing that hymn. And maybe it's you who's going, there's things here that in your life are open, whether it's God or somebody else or it's you, you can get rid of it today and say, Lord, I receive forgiveness. And you walk into a new page in your life. No more of that stuff. God is alive and he wants good thing for his people. Amen. We're gonna just pray for Larry. Can you bring him up? Larry, come on. We just want to pray with you. Larry lost Vanessa, his wife, yesterday or the day before. Come on, Larry. All right. So we feel for him. It's not easy. You know, they were together for 25 years. Right? And last year he got married. They got married here. We did a little wedding a year ago today, yeah. So let's stretch your hand towards him. Father, we we pray right now for Larry. And Lord, I know he's going through pain and heartache, Father, and we just pray, Father, that you would ease up. And Father, you cause him to overcome, Father, in every area in his life right now, Father. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, you will be closer than ever to him, Lord. And Father, you will be lifting him up and supporting him, Father, in everything, Father. So we pray for him today. We bless him. And just we just ask for your divine protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I give you a hug?